The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Barrington Show, the first of this year, 21. Here we are. Thank you for joining us. It's an awesome time to be alive. It's an awesome time to celebrate. We are now on the down slide. We're getting better. We're going up. The bleeding is stopped and we're in a new year. We're going to start new things, new heat, new style, new everything. So this is it. It's a new year, the first Sunday of this year. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Barrington on Barrington Reality Radio 101.com. Welcome, everybody. I hope you've all had a good new year. Obviously, you're hearing me, so you had a great one. So this is good. Happy New Year to everyone from all around the world. Welcome to The Barrington Show. We wake you up. Wake up. You're getting there. You're taking a step. You're going to learn your full potential. You're going to learn how to live the best life that you're supposed to live. You're going to learn how to be the true you. You're going to step up into a higher level of consciousness and to be present at all time, appreciating the fact that yesterday's past and will never come back. Tomorrow never showed up. Whatever you're going to do, you're going to do it now, because now is the time. Welcome to the show, everyone, to all my old time listeners and to my new listeners. Welcome all and welcome home. This is where you want to be. We talked a bit about the last show, which was a long time ago last year, and we talked about it, see what I did there, a lot about the soul and what the soul does and the soul's purpose for you. And I told you about this awesome movie that I saw, and it's also called Soul. And if you had a chance to see it, you'll be just as happy and excited as I am, because it was amazing. So we're going to talk about it a little bit today. We want to touch on it and the importance of it. And from everyone who's going to listen to this, please, I want you to understand that the energy that lives within you is transformed through the heart into the soul. And the heart, the message you send to the heart should be a very positive one, because the heart is the messenger for the soul. And ultimately, the soul dictates on how you live. The soul will tell you if, you know, to live happy, because you send that message and the message went through to the soul, and the soul is going to dictate how you live and how happy you should be and all the fun things. So you got to be very careful as to the message you're sending to the heart, because it will deliver it to the soul. And the heart, and you've heard the expression many times, put your heart into it and you will accomplish. You know, if you throw your heart overboard, you'll also accomplish there as well. But put your heart into it, because the heart is the messenger that gets the attitude as to how you live your life. It sends the message to the soul. And we are going to talk about the soul because it's very important, as well as the importance of keeping the heart clean. And I don't mean, you know, washing it and stuff like that, but I do mean take care of it, protect it, you know, do the right thing for your body to take care of it. But that's not the clean that I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about guilt-free, drama-free, angry, and all these things, malice, judgment, and all those things that makes the heart very dirty. So you want to keep that clean, because if the messenger is all right, the message will be delivered properly. So you want to keep that clean. And there is a cleaning solution for that, by the way, in case you're curious. The cleaning solution would be repentance, truth, fair, hope. All these things will clean it. But repentance and forgiveness and truth has to be a part of that equation. And the truth, and you've heard this one before, will set you free. And it will let you live light, because you're sending a heck of a message to the soul. Have we got any?
No emails yet, folks. You are listening to The Barrington Show. If you'd like to get on board, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
Okay, well, thank you. So we've touched on the topic, and we're talking about the soul. We're talking about the heart and the soul. We're going to speak of keeping the heart clean and cleansing it. And I just gave you a cleaning solution that's going to do an amazing job on cleaning that up. And the important part of it is the repentance. And you must also be truthful to it. And you also have to forgive, because all of these will allow you to carry a luggage, an unnecessary load on your journey. And the message you're sending isn't the message you would like to receive. So there's a channel, there's a third man person in the way. There's your thoughts, and it goes through the heart and it delivers it to the soul. So you have the thought to deliver the good message to the heart, and the heart is clean and pure, and it'll deliver the message as you want it. And there at the end, you will have a fantastic view on life as you see it and the way you want it. And you allow yourself to create that for you. And the process is, and we've said this many times, you know, you keep it clean. If it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. And I say, if you are doing it and it's wrong, stop doing it. The reason I say that is, if you're not doing it, you may see it as wrong, but that's relevance to the individual, because we've gone through the show, we've talked about right and wrong. It's like believe or not believe. It's not right or wrong. It's an opinion. And everybody will argue with me, like, murder is very wrong. And I'll always say, what if that man was trying to kill me? Would it still be wrong? And I've given you the example of the zebra and the lion about perception. So I say, if you're doing it and you consciously acknowledge that it's wrong, I say, stop doing it. I needed to clarify that. And a phrase I want you to take with you for a very long time is, what would a wise man do, or a wise person do? What would a wise person do? What decision would they make in any situation? Take a minute, step back, ask yourself, what would be the wise decision here? What would a wise man do? Meaning the guru. And that will get you out of a lot of the mistakes that you make in the quick decisions. Take a minute back, come into your presence, be here, be now, take a deep breath and ask yourself that very same question, and the answer will come. So, in saying all that, we talk about keeping yourself clean, keeping yourself clean for the sake of the soul. And when you do that, you will inevitably go on a greater path of consciousness, of waking up, of getting to your proper soul, which is the way it is supposed to be, which is the higher self, which is the God that exists, which is all that there is. You want to go there and you want to go there in a good way. And you want to go there with a positive message. You want to send that message. So apply the cleaning solution to the heart. And the heart being pure will set you free. We'll send the message to the soul that is going to be the way you live your life. So make sure the message that you deliver is a very positive method. Very positive message. And going through the heart into the soul is the method. You want to apply both. This is what we talk about. So we touched on that. We talk about the purpose of the soul. The soul connects you to your higher self. Excuse me. The soul connects you to the God. The soul is the connector. And how do you get to meet him? Or how do you get there? Well, you are him. How do you get to be in presence with him at all time? Well, we recommend meditation. That's one method of knocking on his door all the time. Eventually, he will open up and let you in. Exercise does it too. And just concentrate on being in the presence. There's a lot of different methods of making this connection. The one I'm most familiar with and the one that I've always used, the method is meditation. And the meditation delivers the message to the soul, which inevitably delivers the message that needs to be delivered. Do we have anything else there, Gary?
We have a couple of emails that just came in. Rose writes in and says, Happy New Year to you, Barrington. I was looking forward to your show today to see what the very first show of the new year would bring about. And she goes on to say, I have a question. When you talk about repentance, who do you repent to? God? And that's Rose. And our next email is from Skip. Happy New Year to you. The truth shall set you free. I've heard that so many times throughout my life. But to who? Who will it set me free? Myself? To God? To the public? To people? Who? And that's from Skip. And that's back to you.
That's a good question. Both of them are actually excellent questions. That's to the who. Skip, I'm going to answer that one because the truth will set you free. And I've heard that. We've all heard that, I think, for a very long time. And it'll set you free from the guilt or the stress or the pain or the BS. And it's to yourself. You're lightening your own load. You know, you're removing that razor blade from inside of you and you're going to be a lighter. Skip, you could carry on. You could do whatever you do and life will be so much easier. So the truth will set you free is saying, get rid of the dead rocks, get rid of that heavy load, get rid of that resistance. And all of that is going to benefit you. It's going to benefit you because you're lightening your load. The truth will set you free. Because if you carry non-truth, it'll weigh you down. It'll bog you down. It's what I talk about a lot about going on the jog with the big log on your shoulder. Remove it and it will let you fly, grow wings and fly. Rose, and repentance. Who are you repentant to? That's been a tough question. And I asked somebody just this week, when you're driving down the road in your car, you're sitting by yourself, you're having a conversation. Who are you talking to? And who's listening? When you're driving down the road, who are you talking to and who's listening? That's what we need to ask. So the repentance is to repent to whoever it is you're talking to. Oh, by the way, it's yourself. It's your higher self. But the repentance message must be delivered to the same person. And it's the same person you deliver your forgiveness message to, or the words, or the lyrics, or whatever you want to do. Action. Your repentance is being told to the same person that you're talking to when you're sitting there all by yourself. And we all do it. And you have a thought. Some of us are a little bit more verbal, or vocally out with that one. But we do. And it's the observer. It's the observer. It's the one that watches your action and does nothing. but is willing to listen and hear it all the time. The observer just sits there and does that job. That's who you're talking to. And unfortunately, it seems like he's holding the scrolls of guilt. Because if you have to talk to that person to remove the guilt or whatever it is you're talking about, fear, guilt, loneliness, boredom, whatever the case, that person will remind you of it. And then they will, not the observer, your subconscious will. And you will always have it there. When you let it out, it's gone, and it's gone forever. Much like your forgiveness. You must forgive, it's a necessity. And repentance is the same thing. So that's how you clean up the house. You get rid of these things, and that's who you're giving it to. I hope I answered your question there, Rose, that went on. And thank you very much, both of you. Happy New Year. I'm glad that you had a safe one because you're here and it's all well. Thank you for listening to the show. Thanks to everyone for listening to the show. And thank you for being a part of us. And again, I can't say enough. Happy New Year to everyone around the world. That's one thing we all have in common. Couple of hours apart. So you're talking to Barrington. You're listening to Barrington talking on the realityradio101.com. Thank you for joining us. I have a book out there, Awaken Ascension Guide. It's a guide to your true living, the way you are supposed to live. It helps you out. It talks about a lot of things we talk about on the show, and it just gives you a guide that you can just follow. We also have an email, a website, HEAMI. BarringtonAwaken.com. Check it out. We always post information there. A little slow, it was hectic Christmas season into the new year. So we haven't done much, but the intent is to get it up, get it out there. The shows are there. If you want to hear them again, pop into it, work on it. It will come. Thank you again for joining the Barrington Show. We're talking today about the soul. We talk about all the things that we need to put ourselves on our path to get a better life, if that's what we seek. Some of us are just having fantastic. But if that's what you seek, if you're not in a happy place, you now know how to journey yourself into it. If you're not in a safe place, you now know how to journey yourself into it. And by allowing the path to be clear, allowing the path to be smooth, you go on this journey of cleanse. First, you have to fix you. You have to clean up the house before you invite important guests in. You got to do that because we all do that. And we tend to just slum after a while and just let it be. But clean up your own house. You know, make sure that you're at the best the best that you can be. Make sure that you're doing your very best. Clean up your house. And now you're on a journey into contact with the soul, and you could fly. That's why I say a lot of the times what I say, and I repeat them quite often, you know, if it's not true, and that phrase, and so forth. And I want you to add to that, what would a wise man do? What choice would a wise man make? Wise man, wise woman, wise person. And take that with you. And it allows you to go on a path that you seek most righteous for you. I often wondered why there are so many religions, so many different religions out there. Why so many? Why not one? Kind of like the diet books. There's so many of them out there. Why not just one? Because everybody's got their own idea of how to build it and how it should be and how it, you know, it should be run and taken care of and what you where you should go, where you shouldn't go. All these things that we've talked about. But if you had your own connectivity to your own source, then you don't need the voice of others to conduct your life. You don't need that voice because you are now or could be connected to get your own message delivered to you without the middleman who's playing the broken telephone. I think that's what it's called. The message comes directly to you. You're the first one in the line to hear it, the only one. And yours is unique. Your message is unique. Much like the snowflakes, there's a whole bunch of them falling, but we all know they're different. Pretty much as your messages. You get ideas with others, but the message for you is the message for you. And if you learn to receive that, it will give you a better way, another way. I keep saying better because it's unfair, because there is no such thing as better. It's just choice or difference or opinion. So line up yourself to get your own message and be clear when you get your message, how you receive it, because it's the instructions that you've set out for yourself. In doing that, you prepare yourself to live in a higher level of consciousness. You're waking yourself up to a higher level of consciousness. You're tapping into your own strength to be in the presence, just to be in the presence at all times. A good practice, if you want to practice your meditation, try to get into where the heart is. You shut everything down and just listen and relax and take it easy and calm down and see yourself going into the physical heart and to the point where you can feel it pulsing and beating. Hang out in there for a little bit. You're cleaning it up. You're softening it up. You're getting it ready. And eventually you'll feel that blood being pumped to every cell in your body, pulse in your body. And you'll eventually feel it rushing through your body. And eventually, if you have, you know, circulation problems, you'll be able to detect them and repair them. But that takes a while. You're not going to wake up tomorrow being that person, but it takes a while. It takes a while for you to get into it, practice it, and be present with it, because that is your potential. You have the ability to do that. We talk about it all the time, but it takes a while. So I was saying, get into that space, get into your heart, and hang out there. The more you concentrate and put your energy at your heart and yourself at your heart, the more it will perform for you. And once you do this for a very long time and your messages go through and everything else, your conscious level of living will become almost like the heartbeats, because you're not thinking, you're not making the heartbeat. It just does it. You're not making the blood pump. It just does it. All these things just happen. You're not making yourself breathe. It just does it for you while you're sleeping. All these things are going on in the body all the time, and you're not making a conscious effort to do it. That's the subconscious doing, which is awesome. Thank God it's there. So everything that becomes innate, your practice towards becoming present with the soul will become innate, and it'll just happen much like everything else is happening right now without you making the effort for it to happen. Go lift up the table. That's the effort you're going to make. But you're sitting and you're breathing and your heart's beating and all the pulses and everything inside. The machine is running. The machine is running without a conscious effort. So we want to be able to get to a level of getting yourself into the heart long enough that whatever you do, you learn how to be in the present moment. And being in the present moment will just automatically kick itself into doing it for you. Without a conscious effort, you're now living at a higher level of consciousness. This is what practicing to get to that point will do for you. Have we got anything else?
We do have a couple of three emails here. Let me see. Merv writes in. Merv says, Happy New Year from Detroit, Michigan. That's all Merv wanted to say. Thank you, Merv. Peter writes in. He says, when you talk about bearing the soul or bearing our soul, who do we bear it to? If it's God, is there a God? And that's from Peter. And let's see. Robert says, thank you for telling us again about your book, but I did not catch where I can purchase it. Could you please let me know that? That's from Robert. And back to you.
Rob, thank you. And thank you for mentioning it. The book could be purchased at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. Get it delivered to your door. We've just reduced the price because we're taking care of things. And thanks to all of you who purchased the book over the Christmas holiday or for Christmas. It was amazing. We did pretty terrific on the sales. Thank you very much for your contribution. I hope you enjoy it and happy read. So the book, again, I just said it's from Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. You can purchase either same place, I'd imagine. Peter, soul, is there a God? Who are you bearing it to? Okay, so we covered a part of that, and that's a deep question. You know, yeah, it's pretty deep. It's very deep. Thank you for giving me this challenge. So, yes, this bearing your soul. Okay, so when, you know, you're, I guess you're talking about emptying out the barrel or getting rid of the guilt or you know, just professing your love to somebody or whatever the case may be. There's the observer and you're talking to him. And the observer, like I said earlier in the segment, is they just sit there and listen to what you want to gripe about. And they don't have any response. They just give you a pedestal to stand to deliver your speech, if you will. And that's the second person. That's the higher self, the observer. That's the observer. He just sits and listens and that's his job. But when you talk about, is that God? Or you, is there God? Yes, there absolutely is a God. We've touched on this many times, but that God is within you. He's living in you on the top shelf or living in you somewhere. That is the God, and he does exist. And of course, we also have to say that there is the devil, and he does exist, but he doesn't have the pointy tail and the horns and the hook and the red suit. That's the devil I've seen. But the devil is your negative thoughts. All it is your negative thoughts is the one who's bringing you down. Like the yin and the yang, there's both sides. And the positive thought would be the God side, which is the love, which is the energy, which is the spirit you want to live with, which is the direct, which is the soul. That's the God. The soul is the connection to the higher self, which is the God, which is the you. There is a God. And if there is a God, you also have to know that there is a heaven and equally there is a hell. But they also live within you. They are inside of you. And if you choose to go to heaven, you don't have to wait until you die. You could do it tonight. You could do it now. Because it's a matter of choosing to live in the positive space versus going to the H-E double hockey stick place that I talk about sometimes. And what that does is the negativity. And you could go to hell right now, if you so choose. But the positive is where you want to live. That's the love. That's the unity. That's the strength. That's the winner. That's the top shelf. That's where you want to live. That's the direct, that's the soul. That's home. That's where you want to live. So you don't have to wait till you die to get to heaven. You're there if you so choose it. Just choose it and it's yours. Be mindful, we're still gonna die because it's a process. The body's gonna get too old and we're gonna have to lay it down and get a new one. So that's going to happen. So why not just get a bit of heaven over here before that happens? Kick up your heels, go do the rodeo, do something. But you could choose to live in heaven right now. And a lot of people will disagree with me, but that's okay. You choose what you choose. And if you want to choose the negativity, it's your choice. I don't recommend it. Like, the fish is bad on the menu. I'm not going to try to sell it to you. But I will tell you, and I will recommend the positivity. The steak is amazing. Check it out. Enjoy. So this is how it is. Answering your question, yes, there is a God. He resides within you. The soul is a connection to the God. Everybody has one. The soul is the messenger for the God. Everybody has it. That's your connectivity. We can equally say the soul is the God because that's the direct conduit. That's the tube that ties you to it. So yes, to answer your question, absolutely. And you must obey or follow the God that you choose to be yours. And yours is different than mine. And, you know, the whole snowflake thing. Thank you very much from New York, Merv. Happy New Year to you and to everyone. I hope everybody had a safe time. I hope everybody had fun. And you don't have to pray to the porcelain god at least 3 days after New Year's. We've been there. Anyway, I'm just saying Happy New Year to everyone all around the world. And I hope that everything is working out and working out well for you. That's a beautiful question. I thank you for that one. But to give me a chance to tap into what we're talking about. And we've talked about the soul. We've talked about living in the soul. And I'm saying I want I'd suggest that you try to get into the heart and spend more time there. Being present. Look yourself in the mirror. Look yourself in the eyes and be in the present moment. Look at who you are and try not to escape from that. The longer you're able to stay focused as to who you are and what you are, then you will understand how to perform for you. You have to understand that. But in doing so, you put yourself in the heart and concentrate on that portion of it, follow it mentally, and hang out there for a little bit. It's not going to be a quick trip. It won't happen next Tuesday. I'm not saying that. It probably won't happen next Tuesday. But if you stay there long enough, it will become the place that you want to hang out. And you make the decisions from there. And again, what would the wise man choose? The wise person choose? So you make your decisions from there. And that's where we want you to stay and to be and hang out and be happy. That is your direct path to your soul. And the soul is the direct path to your God, to your higher self, to your consciousness, to your higher level of awareness, to everything that we seek, everything that we step towards. This is the journey that will get you there. Clean it up and keep it clean. You've got the ability. You can do it. Do not choose filth or negativity. I said earlier, I wondered why there are so many different religions and so many different people believing in different things. But I do understand that every single one of them is involved in spirituality at some level. Every single one is that they've made some mention or something to talk about connecting to the higher source or to the higher God or the higher self. And they're all tapping into spirituality. So there is only one spirituality. Like, you know, you can imagine all the water is just one ocean. We could divide it if we want and call it different names and all that stuff. But all the water is connected, making it one. Much like we are connected, making it one, making us one. We're all connected, making us one. All the land that's on this planet is connected, making it one. Yeah, there's some waterways between the middle and ocean and lakes and whatnot, but the land is still connected. We are connected. We are a part of the land. We are the universe. And we have the same equal parts for our size in proportion as the world has. And everything that exists out there exists within us, like the 80% water, 15% dirt, all that stuff. Equally, so we are a product or made from it. And if it is the God, so we are a part of that too. We just need to connect. We just need to wake up. We just need to realize. Wake up. Open your eyes. Choose a better way. Choose another way. I'm not trying to sell you something. I'm trying to open a door, allow you to open a door, and to keep yourself active by learning who you are. And the minute you learn that, the fear will go away. How do you learn who you are? Get rid of the information that's not you. Many times you've said to yourself, I don't know why I did that. It's not me. Well, get rid of that attitude. Get rid of that reason to want to say that. Focus on what you perceive benefits will be health-wise. Consciously aware. And if you learn how to master this, which you should, you will live a healthier life. You will get rid of all the things that you don't want to be or claim or tie yourself to. You will inevitably remove yourself from that sector and live in a different compartment because you now start to realize it serves you better here. Less reason to want to escape. Run away, be afraid, be angry, or bored, or depressed, because you now have the choice, because you're consciously aware. I was having a conversation on Saturday, New Year's Eve, with a group of people, and one person at the table just said, I am never sick. And I said, I agree with that statement, because I'm the same way. You get bumps and scrapes and all this. And I realize after we've had the conversation for a while, it's because we see ourselves as not getting sick. You know, you stub your toe, it hurts. Don't blame it on something else. Blame it on that action and don't carry that with you. Because the longer you carry that with you, you're going to start labeling it. And when you call for this illness, the deliverer said, oh, is that what you want me to call it? You want me to call it the cancer? Or you want me to label it? Call it the diabetes? What do you want me to label it as? And you end up doing that. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about having a positive message being sent. So you're telling yourself that you're never sick. Then the body is hearing that message of the heart and is delivering that to whoever's governing this physical part of us and say, okay, let's keep him happy, keep him well, keep him healthy, keep him safe. He's never sick because he said it. And that's what you should be saying. You don't get sick. If you're smoking, you're trying to quit. I got a method for you. Tell yourself you're a non-smoker. Every time you spark up, I don't smoke. I don't smoke. I don't smoke. Or drink. Or any of those things. Just say it. And the body is going to say one day, what the heck you mean you don't? Oh, okay. And then they're going to get rid of it for you. Try that. Because you've tried everything else. But it's not going to happen tomorrow. You got to give it time. It took a while to bring all these in. But if you could just constantly say and be constant, if every time you're going to light up or open the bottle or twist that cap, just say those words. And you're telling yourself, hey, man, get this monkey off my back. But at any point along that journey, you should stop and say, who am I kidding? This is a crock of crap. Well, guess what you've just done? You've just put yourself back at the starting point. That's what you've done. Or somebody had said it's going to happen in 6 months. No, they didn't. It's your determination that determines the length of time. But if you are going to drink, or you're going to smoke, or you're going to gamble, you're going to do all these things, why not try this? Put a block, put a roadblock, put a brick wall in the middle, and eventually you'll hit it. And then you'll know. Just walk away from it. Because now you're trained like you have trained yourself not to do it. You should check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's easy to do. Have we got any messages?
We do have a couple of emails here. Let's see. Lance wrote in, and Lance just says, Happy New Year to one of my favorite radio shows, The Barrington Show. And that's Lance from New York City. Thank you, Lance. Let's see. Mike writes in and he says, I know this is not a medical show and you do not give medical advice. However, you did talk about an example of circulation. Does meditation that you know of help circulation? Because I do have circulation problems and I'm looking for alternative things to help me with that condition. And that's from Mike. And let's see here. Lastly, Nathan writes in, and he also says, love the show. Happy New Year to you. And folks, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. If you'd like to contact us with a question, a comment, or just to say hello, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
Thank you, sir. Okay, again, man, I'm getting all these tough questions coming out of everywhere. Happy New Year, Lance. Thank you very much. Happy New Year to everybody from New York City. You're writing in. Thank you for participating, and thank you for listening. I forgot to thank somebody who said they've always looked forward to listening to the show. If that's you, that's everybody. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It does my heart good to hear these things. Nathan, you're loving the show. Thank you very much. Thanks. Happy New Year again, and hang in there. We're going to go to Mike, and I can't even spell medical, but no, this is not what that's all about. I do know how to tap into the source that the physicians will always rely on at some point, but if you keep the body healthy, keep the body straight, keep it clean and all these things, then a lot of these things will come to you. And you have to be mindful of all of it. So no, I don't have medical advice for you because I tend to think that's the psychology. And I tend to think that spirituality being with physical stuff, like philosophy. So if you are going to, I think the prevention is better than the cure. That's what I'm trying to say in a messed up way. The prevention is better than the cure. You know, if you take good care of your body and eat healthy and be happy about things and give the body what it wants, you have a lesser chance of going underneath the knife or something, clogging, whatever. So the prevention is what I call the philosophy, and the cure is what I call the psychology. One will fix and the other will prevent. So we talk about spirituality, that is the prevention. We talk about healthy life, that is the prevention. We talk about eating properly, eat a plant-based diet, have a plant-based diet. Oh, I had to say this while we're talking about the plant-based diet. It's hard to imagine not doing it, but if you constantly just tell yourself that you're not eating meat, then eventually it'll just disappear. Eventually, give it some time, because you've been doing what you've been doing for a very long time. You just have to start talking about not eating that, you know, just going to a plant-based diet, and eventually the body will react. You'll wake up one morning and go, wow, okay, so that's what you want me to do. Okay, by that time, by the way, you haven't even missed it. You haven't, you know, you can't imagine life without it, but you're doing better. You're happier. You're lighter. You probably lost a shitload of weight, because it's going to adjust everything in your body. Pardon my language. That just slipped out. So going back to Mike's question about will the meditation help the circulation? You thought I forgot. The meditation is going to rejuvenate the entire body, connects you to all the spirituality. But Mike, as for you, in the quick thing, I would say eat a lot of the green foods and go for that. It's healthier for the blood. If you could get something that's bitter that's going on with you, you want to do that. Constantly work on cleansing, because cleansing will also remove a lot of the junk that doesn't deserve or doesn't belong there. So in that thing, and massaging will do it as well. I've heard the green vegetable part most frequent. Exercise is also important. And if you could just rub that part, and I don't even know what the circulation issues are with you. You just happen to mention circulation, but eat a proper balanced diet, folks. Start with that. Keep your body. And by the way, Mike, you want to please check your water too. Keep your body active. And you also want to keep your body hydrated. Because these are all the things that is required in a healthy diet. I can't say this enough. Healthy diet. And please don't plan to do it tomorrow morning. I've just given or talked about a method that you could walk to it real slow. It's like learning to play the instrument without any physical activity. You just have to be able to program the mind to say to yourself, I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And just keep saying that. And eventually it will happen. And I gave you the examples. If you smoke, you got to just say you don't smoke. I'm crazy, right? Try it. Every time you light up, are you thinking about lighting up? Just say those words, light up your cigarette and go on in your way. Eventually that inner side of you is going to say, what are you doing? You say you don't smoke. Why are you doing it? And then you say, yeah, that's right. Why am I doing it? Boom, out the door it goes. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. You have the right, you have the ability, you are in charge of you. You have all these control methods, and I've laid out for you ways to apply them in a very gradual way, and it takes over. Make that letter in case you forget to say those words. Give yourself a sticky note on someplace where you're going to see it. And be mindful that you always want to tell yourself you accept who you are unconditionally. I accept who I am unconditionally. So you look yourself in the mirror, in the face, anywhere you go, put a post-it by the someplace. I accept myself for who I am unconditionally. Just do that. And then you could start chiseling away at the other things. But if you're not accepting you for who you are 100%, what are you doing? What are you hoping that tomorrow you'll wake up with a better idea, a different idea? I accept who I am unconditionally as I am. I am is the phrase that means God. I am. If you didn't have a name or a city or an identity as to somebody who labeled you, and you were to introduce yourself to somebody, you would say, God, I am. I am. It's simple. So New Year's Eve, great show for me to say this in New Year's Eve. There's your resolutions. Write them down. Follow them. And don't carry them anywhere with you because it becomes annoying. Stick them there. And if you only see it in June of this year, you've seen it. And eventually it'll play on you. You'll see it. You'll turn that switch off and turn on a new one. A new one will pop up. And it's the resolution. And don't write it down, because most of you write it down and throw it in the garbage the next day. You know, I remember I smoked some years back, and I remember saying that New Year's resolution, that's it, I'm going to quit smoking. And on my way to the store, pick up my new pack of smokes at 12:01. I realized that that method wasn't going to work. I didn't know then what I know now. But anyways, there's other methods out there, folks. And it's New Year's Eve. Try to see what you want to do. Lay out the path that you want to accomplish. Every year I write down this plan for my year, and I just jot down small notes as to what I'm going to do at the end of the year. And I throw it in my drawer and I open it back up in the next year and say, oh, I did that. I accomplished this. Ooh, I failed horribly at that one. And it's not to judge. It's just to prove that you're able to do it. And once you've given the permission to step down, to backslide, to not doing it anymore, you're allowing yourself to make the second decision about not doing it easier. And the more you back away from it, the further you step down, the easier it is to make that decision not to do it. Now, don't do the first one. You've got that beat. This is what we talk about. So this is the message. And it's a new year, and everybody around the world who's hearing us is believing it's a brand new year and a brand new start. You don't have to start now. You start whenever you want to, but learn an instrument. Do something productive. What you've done so far, all your life, is why you are where you are. The decisions that you're going to make, what you have made in the past, is to why you are where you are. And you could say you didn't make that decision. It might have been choice or, sorry, circumstance or other people's decision and so forth. Well, now you're consciously aware of it, and you can make another one for tomorrow if you're not shackled. And if you are, you can generally just make yourself happier, because all that tool resides within you. Step up to it. Hold up to it and allow yourself to accomplish that. We talk about this on the radio all the time. You are the boss. This is what we try to say. You are the boss. The decisions that leads to where you are, you were willing participant in that situation because you've accepted it as the truth. If I say you're crazy and you say, yeah, probably I am, and then you act accordingly, whatever crazy may mean, you did participate in that decision of making you crazy. It had nothing to do with what I said, because you could have said, yeah, and that's great, thanks, and walk away. You could have said that, but you didn't. You invited it in and you held it within yourself and you carried it around, and here you are complaining that I said those words. Well, you have that choice for you. We all have that choice for us. We are the boss. We are the leaders. We are the gods. We are a part of the great wave. We're connected to all that there is. And there is more if you decide to go after it. And the more is just learning how to utilize the tool that you have. It's just that. It's like, you know, I go down the road on my motorcycle and I'm doing 100, but I've got that potential to do 300, which I won't, because that's kind of dangerous and dumb. But I'm just saying, you have that potential to get up and go and to go further or do better. Go 50, you know, slow it down, whatever you want to do. You are that boss, and this is your time. This is the now. This is where you live. Make that decision for you. If that job isn't serving you, don't hang on to it. You know, that relationship, and I'm not saying that because I want people to go bust up their relationship and move on. I'm simply saying, if you're not happy, what are you doing? Because there's no deal in our contract apart on this planet that tells us we can compromise. We're supposed to get off our path and accept this? No, that's not a part of the deal. you were given a gift to give to the world and you decide not to give it to deliver the prize of the message, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And you can't take the material aspect of it and assume that this is better, because you're making a judgment that's beyond you. You can't really make that judgment now. You've come here to fulfill a purpose. And if you're not happy, get happy. And don't think of the consequence. And everybody else, no, let me take that back. Do think of the consequence, because if you're going to tie yourself up or lock yourself up or get yourself hurt, yeah, think about the consequences. That's not what I mean. I mean to look at it, the bigger picture, and see where you're going to be and will it be better? And I want to say more about not thinking of the consequences. If you're thinking of doing something bad and you're thinking of getting in trouble and breaking a law or hurting somebody, whatever the case may be, stop that thought for 1 minute and think of the consequences and the impact it's going to have on everybody else before you choose to do that. Because a lot of people aren't doing it and they end up in a lot of trouble. And then they're like, oh, you know what I mean? You have to look at the look at what damage it could do. Will it damage my family? Will it damage myself? Will it, internally, because you can carry the guilt. But what damage will it do? Look at that aspect of it. I just thought I'd throw that in there for you, that there is a consequence. There's a reaction to every action. There's the yin and the yang. There's a positive side to every negative thing. Positive side to every negative thing. Have we got anything else?
Oh, we do. We just have some nice, very nice emails wishing you a happy new year. Shane writes in, says, "Happy New Year, Barrington. Thanks again for everything you talk about. It means a lot to me." That's from Shane. Brian writes in, Brian T. He writes in and says, "Thanks for the advice today." That's what Brian says. And lastly here, Kimberly writes in and says, "Love you from Dayton, Ohio. I'm starting my new year outright, trying to do the right thing in everything in my life, and your advice helps me. Happy New Year to you and your family. May God bless you. Yes, I do believe in God." And that's from Kimberly, and back to you.
Yes, Kimberly, thank you very much. Yeah, you really touched it there. Okay, so I hope you follow it and I hope you carry on with it and do well with it. And thank you for the positive things and kind things that you had to say about what we have to do. And believing in God is a must, because he's you and you must believe in you. That's not good when you don't. So yeah, God is real. But like I've said from day one, and I will say on this show, he's within. So if you can see yourself in the mirror, that means you're real. And if you realize you're real, you are the God. So you could pray if you want to, but you're talking to the observer. Or keep your heart clean. That's another channel that we've used or talked about today to get into the message, into the soul, and then you connect to your higher self and you are the God. You are your own creator. You make what you want. You create who you are. You are where you are because of what you've thought about in the past. Imagine where you could be when you think about what you're going to do in the present. Bart, thank you very much. And the advice, I don't know which one it was. I hope it was working for you. Oh, no, that's Brian. Brian T. Not a problem. I hope the advice works for you. And I hope everything that I say and people hear that I say and they try and they benefit from it all. Thank you for all that information. And Shane from New York City, thank you for tuning in to the show. Thanks, everybody. We've had a great time here. It's the new year. We're going to be happy. We're going to be great. This year won't be anything like last year. You know, we don't want that. And we can't carry the negativity of yesterday into a positive light of tomorrow. So here's the thing. We're not going to be very productive holding on to what's behind us. We're not going to be very productive of embracing what's coming towards us with open arms if we're too busy holding on to what's behind us. So let it go. Just let that go. It's the forgiveness part. Move on. We've had some rough time. Let's make this, everybody, bring the energy from within to today, to the wonderful new year that we are a part of, to the beautiful time that we're going to have. This is a new year. It's a new time. It's fun. Enjoy it. Work with it. Make it your friend. Be positive. Walk with that bounce in your step. Yeah, it's me. You know, get that swag on. Do the fun things. You deserve it. God knows we all deserve it. We survived last year, right? Yeah, we did. Some of us did, and very sad for those who didn't. But it's a new year. Step up, everybody. Wake up, everybody. Get yourself together. Do some things for you. I've said before, we've done this for that person. We've done that for this person. You know, you're a daughter to someone, a son to another, a father to some, child for others, and so on and so forth. And who are you for you? What are you doing for you? Well, how about you start this year and do the right thing for you? Make yourself happy. Enjoy your life. Be positive. This is your moment. I can't say that enough because I get excited just thinking about it. It's a new year. Make some changes. Make some changes. Make a letter to yourself. Write that guy that you talk to, person you speak to when you're talking to yourself, write him a letter. Well, that'd be cool. Or her, could be her. Write a letter to that person and tell them what your intentions are. And that's the journey. Tell them what your intentions are. This is what I'm going to do. You know what? I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do, and then, you know, just let them know. They're going to listen. The first thing they're going to say is, are you going to really do it? Yes, do it. Really do it. That's a happy new year for you, everybody. It's brand new. A brand new baby. You get to start all over. Forget about yesterday. Let go. Let it go. Repent, let it go. Sucks, yeah, let it go, it's done. Let's focus on tomorrow, embrace what's coming. Happy New Year to every single one of you around the world. Stand up, stick out your chest, be proud, you're alive, you survived it. You're in a new time, a new place, a new dance. Enjoy it. This is your new year. And if you don't make that decision for you to start, what are you waiting for? What are you doing? What is wrong with you? How could you give up on this opportunity? Take a step. If you're afraid, do it anyways. And if you're afraid, do it anyways. Take that step and don't be afraid. We're running out of time here and I'm going on. I just want you to appreciate all of the new year. Appreciate all that it could bring for you. And don't let the devil talk you out of it. Stay on the positive side. Do not talk yourself out of it. When you talk to that person that you talk to, write them a letter and put it out there in the universe. Mail it. Stick a stamp on it and throw it in the mail. Just to follow through. Do it. Thank you, everybody. We've got a couple of minutes left to go. Thank you for joining the Barrington Show. If you want to read the book, it's Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose, and it allows you to open up and connect to all that there is. It's available to you at Amazon.com, Amazon.ca. Please hang in there. Remember, it's your new year. Make sure you're enjoying that. It is a new start. Make that decision. Write that letter to the person that you talk to most often when you're talking to yourself, because you want to get that message out there. Thank you very much. And be part of something productive. Exercise. Good day and have a good week. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.